How much more evidence do you need? We've got the Bible. We know all about Jesus, what he did. We know that he died, that he rose again, that he ascended into heaven, that he sent his Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is at work. That the church is turning the world upside down and extending to the four corners of the globe. How much more evidence do you want? Why not just commit yourself to Christ? So that's the first question. I don't want to say much more about that because we've got a lot more to get through this morning. That was the idea. They needed more evidence. Now, okay, let's flip on. That was the Pharisees. Now, we come to the disciples. Okay, so off they go in their boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Verse 14, I'm reading from Mark 8, and I'm using the NIV UK today. Verse 14, the disciples had forgotten to bring bread except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, it's because we have no bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? Don't you remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did I pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? So here's the disciples. And their problem here is, Jesus says to them, do you still not understand? If the Pharisees wanted more evidence, what the disciples needed was more understanding of the evidence they already had. Okay, and Mark is actually quite brutal in the way that he portrays the disciples. Sometimes just go through the Gospels and look at the way he describes them. He exposes their kind of stupidity. And I mean, okay, here they're going over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Do you not think somebody would have gone to a local bakery and got some supplies? They've got 1 loaf. Okay, that's all they've got. And Jesus says, and it's really quite striking what he says to them. Disciples have forgotten. Be careful, says Jesus. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. Now, what Jesus is actually doing here is just carrying on from his confrontation with the Pharisees. He's warning his disciples to watch out for what he calls here the yeast. And we know from the other Gospels that what he means is the teaching of the Pharisees and their hypocrisy in particular. Now, the Pharisees here were being hypocrites. They came to Jesus pretending to be looking for a sign. You know, they were really serious, searching for truth and so on. And they were just hypocrites. So Jesus is just following on and applying this principle, warning his disciples about the whole problem of hypocrisy. But they think he's making a snide remark about not having a loaf. Now, you know what a snide remark is? It's where people say something and they mean something else, and it's really quite unpleasant. I remember I was preaching a few years ago in a fairly conservative church, and I was dressed pretty much like this. I didn't have a tie on. And afterwards, a chap said, you know, they had this tradition of shaking hands at the door, and this guy said to me, oh, I see you're feeling the heat today. Now, that wasn't a comment about the temperature in the church or about my own personal thermoregulation. What he meant was, I see you're not wearing a tie. And the preachers in this church are supposed to wear ties. Now, I thought that was kind of snide. Don't you agree? And they thought that Jesus was being snide. He's not really saying to us, you are so dumb for not bringing a loaf. But he's kind of talking about yeast, which is sort of something to do with bread. So it's a wee bit snide. Jesus never said anything that was snide. Some things that may be a bit difficult to understand. Some things that are a bit kind of terrifying and take our breath away. But nothing snide. Okay, they'd totally missed what he was talking about. So they discussed with one another, we've no bread. Verse 17, aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? And listen to this. There's a whole heap of questions here. Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? Don't you remember? And then he takes them back. I broke 5 loaves. How many baskets did you pick up? 12. He fed this crowd. There was so much left that they were stuffed. It's not like everybody just had a crust and a fish head. You know, there was a huge feast for them provided. There was so much left over that there's 12 baskets enough to feed the disciples for a month. And then just a few days, perhaps even hours before, he says, verse 20, when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? And they answered, 7. Just can you feel them? They've got their tails between their legs here, you know, just like, 7 loaves, 7 baskets. I mean, that's like, that's what's left over. So they only had 1 loaf in the boat, but if Jesus chose, he could have fed the whole of the population of the Decapolis with 1 loaf for a month. So it was not a problem, and there was that lack of understanding in their minds about the significance of these things. They still had not got who Jesus actually was and what he was capable of doing. So he says, do you still not understand? So let me kind of turn it back to ourselves again. I mean, we're here in church. The regulars, you know, we're here every Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. There's somebody teaching. And do you still not get it? Do you still not get who Jesus is? That he is the Son of God. That he is the only Savior. He is the one who can transform our lives, make us all that God wants us to be. Do you still not get it? Is there still that lack of understanding in your mind? Well, may God grant you understanding so that you can see who Jesus is and make the appropriate response. Now, I wonder, a lot of people, I think, are far too hard on Simon Peter, and we know he had his faults. You know, but I wonder if after this stinging rebuke, do you still not understand of the heaps of food that I created and all the other stuff that you've seen? And they'd seen all the rest, the calming of the storm and the raising of Jairus' daughter and all the lepers and all that kind of stuff. I wonder if Peter maybe went away to himself and said, I need to get this sorted out in my head. Why do I say that? Well, because of the next bit. Let's go on to this bit. You'll definitely not be able to read. But I'll read it out for you anyway. So we come here to verse 22. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spat on the man's eyes and put his eyes on him, Jesus asked, do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored. He saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, don't even go into the village. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked them, who do people say I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, you are the Messiah.